The Floyd Bennett Bungalows, NYC Democrats Transform Historic Naval Airfield into Migrant Camp. By John Binder on October 30, 2023. Democrats in New York City are transforming the historic Floyd Bennett Field into a migrant camp where thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens are set to be moved in. On Monday, city officials began moving about 500 border crossers and illegal aliens to Floyd Bennett Field. Officials eventually want to house some 2,000 border crossers and illegal aliens at the airfield, making it likely the largest migrant camp in the United States. The decision to turn Floyd Bennett Field into a migrant camp is supported by New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., and New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D. President Joe Biden also approved the move. Democrats continue to support the decision even as New Yorkers have deeply opposed the plan. Hundreds showed up to protest at Floyd Bennett Field in August, led by former mayoral candidate and local activist Curtis Sliva. Since the spring of last year, more than 130,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the sanctuary city of New York City. In September, Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, City Councilwoman Joanne Arriola, R. Queens, and Assemblywoman Jamie Williams, D. Brooklyn, along with 11 other City Council and State Assembly members and 24 residents of Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island, filed a lawsuit in Staten Island Supreme County to block the city from moving border crossers and illegal aliens into Floyd Bennett Field. Just last week, the House Committee on Natural Resources approved Malliotakis's legislation that would ban federal funds from being used to turn federal lands into migrant camps. The historic, federally owned airfield was used by the United States Coast Guard and Navy during World War II. Before then, the airfield was also used as New York City's first municipal airport and has had famous guests visiting prior decades, including Howard Hughes and Howdy Doody. Today, Floyd Bennett Field serves as one of the largest open spaces in the city, which has made it ideal for biking, fishing, camping, and hiking for New Yorkers. The airfield is managed by the National Park Service and is surrounded by residential communities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.